From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Have you ever wondered how the WIA news is put to air by relay stations around Australia? Well, it is fairly straightforward. The main items that are needed are a PC, internet connection, and an audio connection to the amateur transmitter. Each week, the news team compile the WIA national news into an audio file. Another file is compiled with local news, Q News. Relay stations download the files from an internet website and play them on a PC, or a portable media player, through an audio cable to the transmitter. Now that you have an understanding of the process, put it into practice in southern Queensland on 7130 kHz, where volunteers are needed to continue delivering the weekly news broadcasts. Contact the news team or call in after the news. 73s, this is Gary, the VK4AR.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it's relayed on 3605 kHz and 147 MHz at 7:30 PM on Mondays. I'm Bruce, VK4EHT.
Good morning from the committee and members of the Gold Coast Amateur Radio Society. Well, it's not too far away, the 25th of October 2014, and the Gold Coast will be holding their annual Hamfest at the Albert Waterways Hall, the corner of Hooker Boulevard and Sunshine Boulevard, Broadbeach Waters, 4218, Queensland, Australia. Doors will be open to the public at 8:30, and the entrance fee is $7 for a single person and $10 for a family. Table holders can set up from 7 a.m. Table bookings can be made by contacting hamfest@gcars.com.au or telephoning Bryn on 04 222 768 30. See you there and hope you have a great time. This is VK4GF.
This is VK4FNAA reporting for Q News. The Central Queensland Motor Sporting Club, with the support of the Radar Amateur Radio Operators in Rockhampton, held the Wowan Car Rally on the 30th of August at Wowan near Rockhampton. The Radar Club had the role in providing a safety communications network and scoring network from the field locations to Rally HQ. This year, two members of Banana Shire Repeater Association joined the Radar Club, VK4FNAAML's Secretary Treasurer and VK4MKB, Kev Blanche. They enjoyed the day and look forward to supporting the event again in future. Ian said it's great to be able to work in with other clubs and events, and you never know if we need to work together again one day. Clive Slate said the Radar Club comms team thanks everyone who attended the rally. Everyone put in a great effort, and particularly Brendan, VK4FAFB, on Rally HQ comms. The Radar Club set up great comms with their three portable repeaters, and the communication officers at each site did an excellent job of relaying information to HQ. The event was a great success, and everyone looks forward to doing it again next year.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're listening to Q News. In North Queensland, it can be heard on 7070 kHz following WIA national news. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. I watched part of an interview with a senior executor from the pay-for-view TV sector and was impressed with her conclusion. Now let me explain. You've heard me say that we have to be conversant with today's technology to be able to engage young people. Yes, we have our history, but we practice our art in an evolving field of electronics. we salute the past, enjoy the present, and welcome the future. On Wednesday, the government announced the end of community television, with the minister suggesting the use of the internet as the future platform. Now we get back to the point of change. Older people remember changing TV channels by turning a knob. Younger people have only used a remote control, and the point the executive made was that youngsters want to change channels by swiping on a phone or tablet. The future is here, and business is planning to harness the opportunities. Well, this is the same reality for amateur radio as for the broadcasters. Technology is generally still ahead of older people, and showing the marvels and mystery of amateur radio to the young has to meet the challenge. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.